Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. I know some people are just getting up and rolling right now. It might be a little too early for Mark Levin to go really crazy on you. It's a great Mark Levin rant, though. So I'm gonna give some of you guys that are just getting rolling here in the 7 o'clock, I'm going to give you a little bit of time to wake up, get going, you know, smoother start to your morning. And then we're going to hit you with some Mark Levin. This was great, this Mark Levin rant over the weekend. First, though, in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, Nancy in Roundup called in, and she talked about how things are looking good for President Trump and the Republicans in Pennsylvania. Yeah, it all could come down to Pennsylvania. I mean, who knows? We'll start to see things take shape later tonight. But here's what Jesse Waters had to say on his segment on primetime last night on Fox News, specifically about the early vote in Pennsylvania.
It looks close, but the Trump campaign feels good about where they are because of the early vote. For the first time in history, Republicans are ahead in the early vote. That's in person and in mail ballot combined. They're ahead in Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, and Nevada, and have cut Democrats' early vote lead in Pennsylvania by half. We'll have more inside information about the early vote later in the show, but the Trump campaign says women and urban voters are down from 2020, and rural voters showing up big. The Democrats are counting on a big turnout on Election Day, which historically rarely happens for them. They're relying on enthusiasm tomorrow, but we haven't seen any enthusiasm so far show up in their early vote. And it has David Axelrod worried.
So what I'm worried about is you're counting on some women who are independent Republican women to come out and vote for Harris. Is that going to materialize? Is the gender gap going to be what you need it to be? Are minority voters going to come out in the numbers, of African-American voters in particular, and are you going to get the margins that you want there? So there are a lot of open questions. This race is filled with uncertainty.
Yeah, there you go. That's what David Axelrod had to say, which ties in with Democrat operative Jim Messina saying how scared the Harris campaign is because of the early votes in particular. You know, they're counting on women to vote for them. This is the same party that wants to prioritize men over women, that wants to allow men into women's restrooms, that wants to allow men into women's sports, that wants to allow men into girls' locker rooms. And what about you men out there? What about you men out there? Let's see, where is it? Here we go, Riley Gaines. Here's Riley Gaines, her message to men.
All right, this is a message to all the men. So if you're not a man, just keep scrolling. All right, now that Keith Olbermann is gone, men, what are you doing? All right, I'll give you a football analogy. It's the final quarter, and it's time we run a mean pick six. Oh, sorry, that was a Tim Walz football analogy. But for real, men, Donald Trump took a bullet for you. The least you could do is vote for the man. Vote like your country was taken from you, because it was. We need you men to go out and vote to make America affordable again, to make America safe again, to make America healthy again.
She says, don't be a beta male. Get out and vote.
Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. It used to be that we'd know on election night which party won control of the House or Senate. But we live in a polarized, hyper-divided climate. The House and Senate are basically tied. Democrats with a 51-49 edge in the Senate, Republicans with a 3-4 seat advantage in the House, depending on how you crunch it. And many of the battleground districts are tight, likely to be decided by a point or less. So it might take a while to sort things out. Let's start with the Senate. It's easier to determine there. Republicans enjoy some baked-in advantages due to the map, and it's likely the GOP wins West Virginia. Several other races could be nail-biters. In 2020, it wasn't clear that Democrats had control of the Senate until early January, 2 months after the election. In 2022, it wasn't clear that Democrats won the Senate until mid-November. And as for the House, Democrats nearly lost control in 2020. That wasn't known until December. And in 2022, it wasn't clear that the GOP flipped the House until November 17th. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy skies and some areas of light snow in the Bozeman areas today, rain and snow showers to rain shower chances later today in Billings. Highs from the mid-30s in Bozeman to 47 in Billings. Any accumulation stays less than an inch in Bozeman. Tonight, with areas of light snow, accumulations of 1 to 3 inches in Bozeman. Any accumulation less than an inch in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
We got a phone call from Trump Force One. Mark Wayne Mullen was in the air with President Donald J. Trump, with RFK Jr. and many others. Man, it sounded like a party up there, by the way. You can check out that full audio. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, Donald Trump Jr. himself called into Monday's Montana Talks. And Senator Steve Daines gave us the latest on polling when it comes to the battleground Senate races that he oversees as the NRSC chairman. MontanaTalks.com for that and more. Did you?
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh man, we got Grandpa Lou on the phone lines from the Metro in Billings with the big breaking news. I almost forgot the big breaking news. Grandpa Lou, great to hear from you. What's going on? Oh, he's too busy talking to ladies. You hear that in the background? Hey, Grandpa, are you there? Grandpa Lou.
Thank you.
Hey, Grandpa.
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
I hear you talking to the ladies in the background like a good Marine. What's going on?
Hey, Aaron, this is Grandpa Lou on the Metro. Wow, you should see all the, there's hundreds. It's out of the Montana Pavilion all the way down to First State Arena up into the parking lot. And we've been open not even 15 minutes yet.
Wow.
Hundreds of people here.
Yeah, the polls just opened in Yellowstone County at 7 o'clock here. You got to send us a photo. Send us or post a video if you're on social media, Twitter, or anything like that.
Yeah, I took a video of the line and stuff. You'll be dumbfounded. And I'm outside. We're doing drive up. People going to just drive up and drop the ballot and stuff. But man, I've never been so proud to be an American.
Well, and that's on top of record early turnout. Record numbers of people have been showing up early. I mean, we've had reports. I mean, we just had a caller from Belgrade talk about waiting in line for several hours before Election Day just to get registered, get his vote in, and everything. So then to see this on a actual Election Day.
Yeah, Yellowstone County, what are we? We have 75% mail-in before today.
I believe so. Yeah, I'll have to check the latest numbers. Yeah.
Yeah, just wow. That's all I can say. Hey, thank you, my friend. I got to get back to work.
Yeah, get to work. All right, appreciate it, man. He's been working every single day. We appreciate the breaking news update. Thanks for calling in, Grandpa Lou. You can too, 406-294-0970. Kevin in Billings next up on the phone lines. Kevin, what's going on?
Well, I want to talk about the election real quick and then the water scandal here in Billings. But I did a podcast on ranked choice voting. I don't know if you got a chance to hear that, Aaron, but I'd advise anyone to go listen to that. Rocky Mountain Freedom Zone is the name of the podcast. But I still think we need to be cautiously optimistic. I just heard a disturbing report last hour from another network that talked about the ballots being taken out of the post office or somewhere and taken out of a minivan, just thrown out on the street in Wisconsin. And the Secretary of State of Michigan says we're not going to know the results until the next day. So, yeah, as much as I would be very cautiously optimistic.
Can we just go back to having Election Day again instead of election month, election weeks, where we have to wait for several days and weeks to finally hear what the heck is going on in some of these states? It's crazy. But rest assured, I think things are going to be looking good here in Montana. Yeah, your rank choice voting, the bottom line is, look, folks, if you don't want this rank concept of rank choice voting, vote against CI-126 and CI-127, because that's exactly what they're trying to install here in Montana. Now, you talked about the water bill scandal in the city of Billings. Yeah, I saw they've now hired an independent auditor to look into this, because people are still getting hammered with what seemed to be unordinarily high water bills. So I'm glad they're looking into this, but man, it's like, what should the consequences be for all these people that got hosed with their water bills?
I don't know. What is your opinion about it? Because I just barely found out about it as I was looking through the news on the Montana Talks app.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, real quick, ring choice voting real fast. There's a great debate on Rumble. The channel is called North Idaho Speaks with Casey Whalen. If you want to go, it's a great debate. But yes, back to the water bill issue. Yeah, I didn't know anything about it. What is your opinion about this? Were you hit by a huge bill this summer?
Hit by a bigger bill like everybody else. But then, you know, it was always ironic to me when they would raise your water rates in past years, and then you drive down the street and you just see them spraying city water everywhere on city property. It's like, oh, gee, well, thanks. You made me pay more, but you guys are just spraying it all over the place. I mean, just what a slap in the face. But, yeah, Michael Foth has a full report on our Montana Talks website right now that I shared earlier this morning. So SL Serco, a utility consulting firm, is the firm that was selected to do the vetting on this very deal. Yeah, we'll see. But in answer to Kevin's question, well, what do you think about this? The quickest response I can give is, do you guys remember, I think it was like a punk rock song from the 90s or something. Give me my money back. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. Give me my money back. Yeah, but obviously they got to do this audit first. I trust city council members like Jennifer Owen are going to make sure they get to the bottom of this and make sure the situation is rectified. She's been doing a great job in there, and she's a kind of a voice of reason, common sense, on what has unfortunately been a very reliably leftist city council. I think that's why people get also, you know, concerned when they see these high water bills, because even though Yellowstone County is a very conservative county, the city of Billings, the city council, is still dominated by more leftist city council members. And so, kind of like Bozeman, kind of like Missoula, these left-wing city commissions and city councils are always trying to figure out a way to, let's use the water analogy, hose you with higher bills and higher taxes and higher prices one way or another. So that's why people are very skeptical here, aren't they, Kevin? Kevin, thanks for the call.
Democracy 24.
It's election day for the millions of voters who haven't yet cast their ballots. Former President Trump told supporters in Raleigh, North Carolina, Monday he's optimistic about the early vote numbers.
With your vote, we're going to win North Carolina. We're going to defeat Kamala. And we're going to make America great again.
The former president stopped in Reading and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, before wrapping up his campaign in Grand Rapids, Michigan, in Kent County, which he won in 2016 but lost in 2020.
We're ready to get out the vote.
Vice President Harris focused in on Pennsylvania Monday, visiting Scranton, Allentown, Pittsburgh, wrapping up her campaign with a concert in Philly featuring Lady Gaga, The Roots, and Oprah. More than 80 million people participated in early mail-in or absentee voting, with Republican votes nearly keeping pace with Democratic votes. More than a quarter were from those without party affiliation. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy skies and some areas of light snow in the Bozeman areas today, rain and snow showers to rain shower chances later today in Billings. Highs from the mid-30s in Bozeman to 47 in Billings. Any accumulation stays less than an inch in Bozeman. Tonight, with areas of light snow, accumulations of 1 to 3 inches in Bozeman. Any accumulation less than an inch in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Election day is almost here. Here's what we're going to do on through Tuesday with Montana Talks. We're going to give you the opportunity to talk. We're going to give candidates the opportunity to talk. You can call in. They can call in. Plus, we're going to keep an eye out for the big breaking news. What's the big story of the day? You'll get the chance to tell us. Montana Talks. We take you statewide every Monday through Friday right here, 9 to 10 a.m. The phone number, put it in your speed dial, 406-294-0970.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
Today I'm in Fort Worth, Texas, attending Angus Convention 2024. And there is a lot of cautious optimism for both registered and commercial cattle producers attending this year's event. I caught up with CEO of the American Angus Association, Mark McCulley.
There does tend to be a lot of optimism, not ignoring some of the challenges that are out there. Folks across the country, there's lots of challenges still to point to, right? But in general, I think we look at our market and we look at some of the fundamentals in our market. The demand is incredibly strong for our product, our end product. Even at the retail prices that we've put out there, we continue to see great movement of our beef products out there yet. That's translating. Obviously, we're sitting on some pretty low inventories, so that's sitting translating to some really good cattle prices. But for our commercial customers, of course, our seed stock breeders, our registered Angus breeders have continued to enjoy some really strong demand on their good registered Angus seed stock. And so, again, quite a bit of optimism fueled by some margin and some profitability in our business.
Profitability and herd rebuilding, very big topics here at the convention as it is across the nation. And a lot of uncertainty, though, about when that herd rebuilding will take place. It definitely will, but it is all dependent upon weather and, of course, interest rates as well. Again, I'm at Angus Convention 2024 here in Fort Worth, Texas. I'm Lee Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Beef prices, seed stock producers. What kind of farm and ranch report was that? What kind of agriculture report was that? I mean, what about apples? What about apples? Come on. I'm just still laughing for those of you that missed that rant in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. These liberal TV stations, they dropped ag reports from their TV lineup. They're the same tester network, by the way, that is constantly doing their biased coverage in support of liberal Senator John Tester. They dropped ag farm and ranch reports from their TV coverage. But every now and then, they'll do a story and they'll say it's their Montana Ag Network. They did a story about apples. This isn't Washington State. This is Montana. I don't know if... anyway, you just got to laugh. You know, very interesting. We got a call about, you know, kind of a local city issue in Billings. But that actually ties in with this epic rant from Mark Levin over the weekend on Life, Liberty, and Levin. And many of you listen to him on the radio later this afternoon, of course. But, you know, you think about it. In Bozeman, for example, what were the Democrats doing in Bozeman? What were they doing on the school board? What were they doing at the city commission? They were calling you a bunch of racists. They were talking about how bad America is. That's why they were pushing critical race theory. Because they want to call you racist. They want to say that white people are bad and people of color are victims. And they want to claim that America is systemically racist. That's why they constantly push this garbage. It's not just Kamala and crew in Washington, D.C. It's Democrats right here in Montana. I just wanted to make that point because now let's go to it. Part of Mark Levin's epic rant from Life, Liberty, and Levin.
Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, you don't deserve to represent us. Neo-Nazis and fascists, garbage, the deplorables, how sickening. This country exists for us. We the people. We the people. And it even gets worse. Kamala Harris has made clear, Chuck Schumer's made clear, Hakeem Jeffries has made clear, the Democrat Party, which in so many ways has become an anti-American, if not un-American party,
hates the Constitution, hates the men who wrote it, hates the men who ratified it. 1619 Project, CRT, a white supremacist society, the most beneficent society to every type of human being that's ever walked on the planet, regardless of race, ethnicity, creed. It's in our documents. What do they want to do? They want to take the great Constitution of the United States, the greatest governing document that's ever been written, and shred it. Why? You look at your Constitution, America. Look at it. What's the key to your Constitution? What's the key to what the framers did? What's the key to what John Locke and Montesquieu taught them, among others? Power needs to be addressed with power. Power needs to balance power. You can't have pure democracy. That's a mobocracy, like you see in the streets in 2020.
Power needs to check power. Today, you have the power to put a check on this insane power that is being exercised against you from Washington, D.C. You today have the power in your hands. If you haven't voted already, polls are open. You've got the opportunity to put a check on this power. We had a powerful phone call yesterday from Donald Trump Jr. I want to play a portion of that for you here. Maybe I'll play a couple of minutes here after the Fox News update here at the bottom of the hour. But you've got the power in your hands to put a check on their, you know, what's largely been unchecked power. Let me see. What else do we want to sneak in here in the meantime? I just want to echo what Mark Levin said there. It ties in with what we talked with our caller from Belgrade about in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. Is you still have these people who claim, well, I don't like the way Trump says certain things. I don't like some of Trump's tweets. What are they saying about you? What are they saying about America? Oh, you're fine with that? You're fine with them talking about how awful America is? You're fine with them calling entire groups of people awful or racist simply based off the color of their skin? Because that's what they say about you. They say that you are garbage. They say that you are deplorable. But, oh, Donald Trump had a couple of tweets that I didn't really like. Well, you know what you can do? You can vote for Donald J. Trump. You can vote for Tim Sheehy. You can vote red up and down that ticket. And if you don't like Donald J. Trump's tweets or how he says certain things, well, you can just turn off your TV for the next 4 years and sit back and enjoy a better economy and enjoy a secure border and hopefully dodge World War III that the Democrats have us on the brink of right now. And then you can a little bit of the audio of my conversation with Donald Trump Jr. He called into Montana Talks yesterday right at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. I'll play a little bit of that for you early risers who might have missed it. But first, we've got Navy SEAL veteran and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy now with us on the phone lines. Hey, Tim, how are you feeling? Election day finally here.
Well, we got to finish strong, Aaron, and we got some weather rolling in today, so people got to make sure if you haven't voted yet, make a plan, get to the polls, because we got about 10 hours left here to save this country.
That's what it comes down to. I had a great conversation with Donald Trump Jr. yesterday, and he was emphasizing how important it was not just to vote for his father, President Trump, not just how important it is to vote for you, Tim Sheehy, for the Senate race here in Montana, but really up and down that ticket. The far left has gone so radical that the mainstream Democrat Party is not even mainstream anymore. They are so far left.
No, you're absolutely right, and of course he's right as well. You know, the eras of split ticket voting are really coming to an end because, you know, as you know, we've got this dark money coming in, investing in you know what used to be obscure races. You know, things like DA, state legislature. You know, some of these state judges. You know, Soros is coming in, dropping millions of dollars on some of these constitutional initiatives or local offices that used to just be, you know, two guys running against each other, two gals running against each other with a different vision. Now, you know, you've got policies and candidates backed by you know, international dark money, and you've got to go down ballot. You've got to make sure you're voting all the way down and not leaving, not just not crossing the ballot, but don't leave races blank. If you don't know, do the research. There are voter guides out there. Don't just drop the ballot off and mail it in without filling the whole thing out. We got to go down ballot all the way because local offices matter just as much as the IR offices, and we got to sweep the whole ticket this year. We got to take the Supreme Court back here in Montana. We obviously have the power to take the U.S. Senate. We got to do that. We got to make sure President Trump gets every vote we can give him.
We've got about a minute before we take a quick break, and then hopefully you can stick around with us after that as well. But what do you think about the Democrats' closing pitch, their final statewide tour, if that's what you want to call it? What's with all these Hollywood celebrities? It really doesn't fit their little phony narrative, does it?
Yeah, but, you know, the Democrats are the party of deception now. You know, they're the party of deception, so they're going to mislead and lie to our face. And the reality is they got to bring in celebrities because locals don't resonate with their message. You know, people in Montana are sick and tired of the failures of the Democrat Party. So to try to gloss over that, they want to bring in big movie stars and glitzy celebrities to try to gloss over the fact that their policies have driven this country into the ground. It's a distraction. It's deception.
I saw one of the Hollywood celebrities they brought was Glenn Close. Do you think this election's really close, or are you confident that you're maintaining a strong lead?
Well, we got to run all the way to the finish line like it is close. I mean, we've been running like we're behind the whole time. You can never underestimate Tester. He's been at the office almost 30 years now across state and federal offices. So we've been outspent. We've been out-media. The media's been totally stacked against us. So we're going to keep pushing the finish line. I'm confident we're going to do well, but we can't take it for granted.
All right, Tim Sheehy, hold that thought. Stand by if you can. We got to take a hard break here on Montana Talks, and then we'll come back to Tim Sheehy if he can stick around right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I see the clouds hanging over the Beartooths right now. Tim Sheehy told me during the break there's no snow coming down right now in Belgrade, but you never know what might happen. So the earlier you can get out and vote, the better if you haven't voted yet. Hey, Tim Sheehy is able to stick around with us on the phone lines. Let me sneak in another caller here first before we go back to Tim Sheehy. Cuesta in Cardwell, great to hear from you. And by the way, it was such an honor meeting you at V42 Fitness, a great gym out there in Three Forks, earlier this summer.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. I was on my way to the gym this morning, and I was listening to the radio, and I had to switch over to the country station. And the Montana News Network had to run, say, oh, well, we got two candidates for Senate. One that is running on all of these great points about protecting Montana, and the other one that's just defending attacks. And I thought, you know, we know really well what their agenda is. And if somebody's defending attacks, who's attacking them? Maybe people should wake up and think one is an honorable veteran and the other one is a lying piece of garbage. Well, maybe not garbage because he's not a Republican, but
yeah.
It just fired me up this morning, and I had to call and tell you guys that. And I have been able to get six people that have never voted into the polls or into the thing to vote this week, register and get them voted in both Broadwater County and Gallatin County. And I am feeling really excited. I'm talking to all these old schoolers in Butte, and I tell you, even though they may not vote for anybody, they're not voting for Tester.
Wow, that's interesting. I had a union carpenter in Butte message us last night and say, yeah, they're not falling for Tester's BS, and that union rep can come around and try to push all the phony BS all he wants, but there's at least one union carpenter in Butte who says not only is he not falling for it, but his fellow union carpenters aren't either. Cuesta, I know you're a fellow military veteran as well. How strongly are you encouraging folks to back Tim Sheehy right now?
100%, and I have been since he made the ticket. Sean Gifford, you know, about him, and he says, Tim's the real deal. And I said, I trust you, Sean. You're a sergeant major. I'm a lieutenant colonel. We have the same language. I said, if he's the real deal, I will back him 110%. And I've been getting out and telling people that had no idea what was going on, and they didn't like Tester anyway. But they didn't know what to think of a new outsider because, you know, us Montanans get a little protective at times. And I said, he's the real deal. He cares about this state. I said, look at the millions of dollars that he has brought to the state. He donates to the Montana Historical Society. He does all kinds of things. that he doesn't have to do if he didn't have the right intentions and his heart wasn't in the right place.
Yep. I totally agree with you there. I've known that for close to 10 years now. And Sean Gifford, you mentioned him. What an incredible veteran, a Green Beret. Retired Sergeant Major. He's got just such an incredible gym there. And Cuesta, thanks for your service. Thanks for calling in. It was so great to meet you. Tim Sheehy, thanks for holding for a couple more minutes there. I hope you're okay patiently waiting during that phone call there.
Well, of course. I mean, that's one of the best phone calls I've heard. Thank you, Cuesta. Drive safe out there. Your support means the world. And as I've been telling people, especially in these last couple of weeks, what Cuesta just said, that's the most powerful ad ever. All these stupid TV ads, all these dumb, you know, YouTube ads, all this crap you see paid for by Chuck Schumer, you know, that doesn't change people's minds. What you just heard on that phone right there from Quest in her car into the gym, that's what's going to win this election, because we've run a grassroots campaign since day one, all 56 counties, and when someone you know and trust, especially someone like Quest who's worn the uniform or Sean Gifford who's worn the uniform, veterans stick together. I mean, you can hear from another veteran about something or somebody, that carries far more weight than these dumb TV commercials. So thank you for that support, Cuesta. You're absolutely right. You know, us vets got to stick together, especially this generation of veterans who, you know, we fought in our nation's longest war. We came home and then we saw that sacrifice completely dishonored by this incompetent administration supported by John Tester every single time. And that's why I'm running. That's why we're here. That's why we're going to close strong. And everyone who's listening, please get to the polls. If you don't remember the Senate cycle in 2022, it didn't go too well for Republicans. One of the reasons it didn't go too well is there was a giant snowstorm in Nevada on Election Day, and the Republicans gave guidance only vote on Election Day. And then one of the biggest snowstorms in the history of the state, had ranchers had to take care of their cattle, folks couldn't clear the roads, and Republicans could not get to the polls because they didn't vote early, and we lost that race by a few thousand votes. So if the snow starts coming down today, it's going to be harder to get to the polls. Make a plan. Get there this morning. Make sure you're voting.
Yeah, well, Tim, I hear your cell coverage is breaking up just a little bit out there. Hopefully you can stick with us, because I just got to tell you, you know, I got to go to a lot of your events. I got to go to a lot of your rallies, and because I like to go and actually hear the candidates just give their pitch to people, do the Q&A with everyday voters out there. And one of the most powerful moments I remember, for me at least, as a fellow veteran, a fellow post 9/11 Iraq Afghanistan veteran like yourself and like so many of our listeners, is you were talking about this disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, and you talked about it at the Trump rally. That's, you know, and that's what got you to run for this race in the first place. But something you said that stood out to me was you finally understood, truly understood. I mean, we had an idea of it, right? But you understood the betrayal that our Vietnam veterans felt. And I remember you saying that. I forget if it was at the VFW Hall in the Billings Heights or where it was that you made that point. But then fast forward a few months ago, I'm in Butte, America, and the traveling wall, the traveling Vietnam Memorial Wall is in Butte. And that was almost more emotional for me seeing that wall in Butte than it was even seeing the actual wall itself in Washington, D.C., because I thought about what you said about the betrayal that our Vietnam veterans felt. And it's to me, that is the word of the 2024 election, this word betrayal. There's been a betrayal against this country on so many fronts, from our open borders to the disastrous withdrawal in Afghanistan, to kicking soldiers to the curb because of the stupid COVID jab and everything. I mean, it's just been a betrayal on so many different fronts.
No, you're right, Aaron. That's, you know, I wanted to be in the military since I was, you know, 3 years old, as early as I can remember. And, you know, growing up back then, obviously, there's still a lot of World War II vets around, a lot of Korea vets. And you know, I never understood why, you know, the Vietnam vets, you know, always had a chip on their shoulder. There was always kind of this resentment and I don't want to say anger, but there's just something different about them. And I never understood that, you know, my whole life. I mean, I knew why. I was told why. You know, we read in the book why. They explained to us. But until you feel it yourself, you really can't internalize it. And then, you know, after Kabul, I said, oh, okay, now I get it. Now I know where that pain comes from, because after having watched something you sacrificed so hard for be literally washed away by your own government, who you were supposed to be able to trust, it's just, it is a feeling of betrayal. So, you know, that's the thing. And I think callers like Cuesta probably feel the same way and are very concerned that if we continue this pattern, if we keep doing it with the country, not just in foreign policy, but doing it for our own people. It's not too much to ask that the government that we elected, we pay for, whose salaries we pay, their first priority should always be to put us first. And that's not too much to ask. That's what children expect of their parents. That's what we should be able to expect of our government, is that our government's going to put us first, and that has not been happening, and that's what we got to start doing here on November 6th.
Can I throw one more thing at you? If you got to run, don't worry. I know you got a busy day here. Can I throw one more thing at you?
Yep.
So you talked about growing up, you always wanted to serve in the military. For me, it wasn't the same way. I always respected the military. I had grandfathers that served, for example, right? But I was like, I don't know if I'm disciplined enough for that, because I'm not as high speed or as, you know, as guys like you. I mean, guys like you are just naturals, squared away. We had a guy, Josh Hyland, when I was at the University of Montana ROTC program, gave his life for this country in Afghanistan. He looked like a character straight out of the Black Hawk Down movie, just squared away, high speed. But last Friday, I just finally retired after 20-plus years in the military. It's like, I don't know how the heck they let me in, let alone how I stayed in that long to begin with. But what an incredible honor, mainly because of the men and women that we get to meet along the way.
Yeah, I mean, you make friends that it's a unique bond you forge. It's a brotherhood. It's a sisterhood. My wife, as you know, served as a Marine, too. So, you know, our marriage was forged with ties in the military, and it creates relationships that stand the test of time. And even if you may only serve overseas in combat with someone for, you know, a few days or a few weeks, but you become forever bonded to that person. And that's been the greatest gift of, frankly, of the war to me and my family. It's all the amazing relationships that we came out of it with. But all the more reason why this race is critical. It's about time we start taking care of our veterans. It's about time we craft responsible foreign policy so we're not wasting the lives of our young men and women, our next generation. We got to save this country.
All right, Tim Sheehy, great to hear from you. And we'll all not just hope for good news tomorrow. I know there's lots of our listeners fighting and working for good news for tomorrow, all day today till the polls close at 8 p.m. Thanks for the call. Great. Thanks for sticking around longer as well.
Thank you, Aaron. Everyone gets the polls. Vote today. Make sure it counts. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Phone lines are open for you. 406-294-0970. Just like Cuesta and Cardwell just called in. You can call in right now as well. I wanted to play a little bit more of our conversation with Donald Trump Jr. yesterday, but it's almost 8 a.m. right now. So I think the clip that I will share is the clip that you wouldn't have heard in the 8 o'clock hour yesterday if you were listening, because I recorded it during the commercial break. So I'll play that next.
This episode is brought to you by Iams Pet Food. When you choose Iams dry dog or cat food, you can see a difference in your pet with your own eyes. Healthy energy in 5 days, healthy digestion in 10 days, and healthy skin and coat in just 25 days. Satisfaction for you and them. Guaranteed or your money back. Feed Iams dry dog or cat food and see a visible difference. Visit Iams.com/difference to learn more.
Fox News commentary.
I don't care about the polls and I don't care about the yard signs. It's the Republican early vote numbers that have me cautiously optimistic. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
We are one day away from deciding which direction this country is going to go, down the toilet with Kamala or onward and upwards with a great American comeback. From Joe Biden calling us garbage to Mark Cuban calling us weak and dumb, the closing argument from Team Kamala indicates all that joy is gone and the vibes have gone sour. Kamala certainly has the money and celebrity power in her corner, but neither of those things appear to be closing the gap. The polls are still razor thin, but Trump seems to be in the best position ahead of Election Day than he has been in his previous two runs for the office. I don't care about the polls, though. I care about the early voting numbers. And for the first time, the GOP is putting big numbers on the board, leading by about 5% in the battleground state of Nevada. The latest swing state totals show that in key swing states, Republicans have virtually erased Democrat voter registration leads. I'm cautiously optimistic, but take nothing for granted. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The Great Forgetting, collective amnesia, whatever you want to call it, the phenomenon is real. Economic lessons learned in past decades are forgotten and flawed policies come back. Tariffs, price controls, quotas, and rationing None of these are new ideas, but those who lived through their past uses are no longer in charge, and the wisdom acquired through pain has vanished as well. President Nixon famously imposed wage and price controls in 1971 in an attempt to slow down Vietnam War inflation. And after a honeymoon period when everyone applauded the move, things quickly unraveled, especially when those expecting cost of living increases in their paychecks got the news. But popularity aside, the policy was like a wrecking ball to otherwise ordinary adjustments an unregulated price system would bring about. Some counties were running out of heating oil at the same time as others were awash in surplus, because without a higher price, there was nothing to cover the transportation costs. Smart economists like Milton Friedman pointed these things out, but no one remembers him. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you with Amber.com. List with Amber.com.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
John Tester, he impeached your father twice. He talked about punching your father in the face live on CNN, the vicious attack against Ronnie Jackson. Now he's launching these last-minute desperate attacks against Tim Sheehy. Is this going to be one of those races you're going to be watching almost as close as your father's own race on election night?
I am. I've gotten to know Tim Sheehy over the last couple of months. He's a great guy. He's a Navy SEAL. He's a businessman. He's a business owner, and they're going after his business. You know, I mean, and it's not like it's a controversial business. He puts out wildfires in the West. I mean, it's amazing that they could do that. And again, John Tester is the number one recipient of special interest dollars in all of Washington, D.C. He's the epitome of the swamp, but he does this pretend farmer. Oh, he's not a farmer. He's a liar. He's full of it. He'll tell you whatever you need to hear, but he votes with Joe Biden 99% of the time. He's going to do the exact same thing for Kamala Harris. And they're going to try to stop my father's agenda from going through. All of the things that we did in my father's first administration that made costs cheap, that made life affordable, that signed peace deals in the Middle East, that kept us out of the never-ending wars. We have a chance to bring that back. But we're not going to be able to do that. Even if my father wins, we're not going to be able to do that if we don't have strong people in the Senate who are willing to push back. If you split that ticket, it's basically you're going to have 4 years of the Democrats trying to prevent my father from doing what all of the people in Montana who are going to vote for him want to do. Do not split that ticket. Do not fall for the psyops and the commercials and the hundreds of millions of dollars that Chuck Schumer is spending in Montana to get you to believe that John Tester is a moderate. He's not even close to a moderate. He's a radical leftist Democrat swamp creature. So make sure you're voting for Tim Sheehy in Montana for Senate. Make sure you're voting straight ticket Republican on everything. School boards. Take back our country. We have an incredible opportunity, Aaron.
That's
we have
right.
a chance to have not just my father, but we have Elon Musk. You have Tulsi Gabbard. You have RFK Jr. on health. We have such an incredible dream team, but they need to be unleashed, and they need strong people like Tim Sheehy in the Senate to be able to help them actually effectuate that
change.
All right,
hold that thought, Donald Trump Jr. We're coming back live here in just a second. Stand by.
All right, so that was my conversation with him during that quick three-minute break in the 8 o'clock hour yesterday, because I wanted to take advantage of every second we had to chat with Donald Trump Jr. I also asked him, who is a bigger phony, Kamala Harris or John Tester? Get the full audio on the Montana Talks app, or you can get it on Spotify, too. All right, let's go back into the phone lines here. Let's see, who do we got on the phone lines? David in Billings, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling in.
You know, when I was in Vietnam, the reason for that war was to stop the spread of communism. Now we have a communist running for president here in the United States. Donald Trump has repeatedly called her a Marxist and a communist, and no Democrat has ever denied that. Kamala Harris has not denied it. So as a Vietnam vet who lost friends fighting to stop the spread of communism, it really angers me that we could end up with a communist in the White House.
David, first off, God bless you. Welcome home. Thanks for your service to you and all our Vietnam veterans. That, and thanks for the phone call. I wish we had more time because I would love to go back and forth with you and pick your brain a little bit more. You know, one of the things we've got to do starting tomorrow, starting November 6th, when the real work begins, is we got to get back to the basics in America. I wonder how many young people in America, they hear this word communist and they don't even know what it truly means and what a threat it truly is. That's a topic we got to get into to really, you know, educate some of the younger folks that are out there on what that actually means. But big picture, God bless all our Vietnam veterans. Welcome home. David, thanks for the call. We should have John Jackson, the Joker from X, with us for the next 2 hours on Election Day. Polls are open.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.